Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another Black Hebrew Israelite radio show. Today's topic is Europe versus the United States. This topic touches the heart and soul of any individual, because there's proof that Europe is still at war with the United States. And if this is to be true, then Europe, that is at war with the United States, they have proven in history of the United States that they're going to target people of color of American descent. There's something about the people of color. You're not going to hear me say African American a whole lot, because we know that's us. I'm not going to say black as much. But it's a reason why certain superpowers of the UK, the European, I know they say the Union, but I come to tell you it's replacement theology. It's the Confederation versus the Union, and the Union is the United States. She's the Union because she's united, and that means we the people is Union. It is the Confederacy of the superpowers of European and their allies are targeting the people of color. So why is Babylon of Europe targeting the United States? Because in the United States beginning, she were built based off of the seven churches in the book of Revelations. The United States was founded in the church in Philadelphia. That's why the framers of the Scotsmen named the capital Philadelphia. So that is a Hebrew Israelite name, because the translators are stating that from the Hebrew tongue to the English language, Philadelphia would be the name. That's a Hebrew Israelite kingdom name. And there are six other Hebrew kingdoms representing the seven continents of the earth. So when you look back at European and Middle East governments, you got to put everything back in the proper perspective for one simple reason. They hate Jesus Christ. And many of African Americans hate Jesus Christ. But the problem that the nation has is Jesus Christ is the head of Philadelphia. This makes the United States he's head of, because in July 4, 1776, it was Philadelphia the capital. So we got to put this European and Middle East in warmongering. That's why when we turn on the news, turn on the radio, always listening to urban death versus urban life. It's propaganda. Because when a collective nation are envy and jealous of something, they were always the enemy. They had already penetrated the borders of the New World. The ancestors already been here hundreds of years. It's easy to cross the borders when you live a perpetrating. So I'm going to give you an example of where I'm heading with this. You got the Wall Street collapse. You got the Republican Party ain't brought up one law to punish those at Wall Street who created the collapse. The Republicans never, ever went on record to say they're going to punish them who collapsed Wall Street. Another example, when the World Trade Center, the first thing that was Republicans in office, the first thing they do is they want to wage war against who? Saddam. And they want to wage war because you can remove U.S. troops from its border when you get U.S. military fighting on foreign soil, foreign land. So that was a mass exodus of U.S. military personnel needing to fight in Afghanistan and needing to fight in Iraq. That's a campaign. And then when they come home, only thing you're left with is state militarized police force preparing for something, because you don't, everything is what I could say, the majority of American people are sleeping. But because I am part of war machines, I understand the theory of the art of war. Sometimes the enemy will try to fight you from within, invisibly. And you don't be knowing, because we're so caught up in everyday nothings, we don't see these things. Where me, I spend hour by hour, day by day, picking and choosing. If I have to strike at one person, because I got 1,000 of his command. It don't matter if I'm a target or not. It don't matter. The black man is what this campaign on the United States is going to be about. I'm not trying to put fear-mongering, but what I am trying to do is prepare us for light, because out of evil shall come righteousness. Sometimes you got to understand righteousness before you fight this wicked. I have always said, if the Ottoman Empire ruled majority of the Medes, which is the Europeans, it's just a matter of time, the Ottoman Empire will be spreading their wings four corners of the earth. But they're pitting against the Jesus Christ story of the book of Revelation. The problem that the Ottoman Empire, which is Islam, which is Muslims, they say it started with the Turks. No, it started with Saudi Arabia. So Saudi Arabia, kings are descendants of the Turks. They're Palestinian, Chaldean, and Turkish, I guess. But the Ottoman Empire is controlling the European families, because there's no way a Republican white man who goes on TV in the name of the United States waging war against really the Ottoman Empire. But then you see John McCain and many other Republicans taking pictures with the very same leaders back in the 80s that was what? Osama bin Laden. There's pictures with him with the Republicans in government with Ronald Reagan in them. And then now you got pictures of ISIS leader. So what is this Republican campaign? That's them. That's them. They are against the United States. It's obvious, because the World Trade Center, they don't want to fix. They're blocking all of Obama's opportunity, because they can go after, because many Republicans is running Wall Street. A lot of people don't know that. But the problem with the Democrats, a lot of them are booty lickers, but they're part of it. Some not, some are. And the reason why some not, some are, because 90% of the majority of the Democratic Party that vote is 40 million African Americans minus our children who turns 18, under 18. They vote Democratic, so we the majority vote if we over 40 million, and their friends is 20 million, and so on and so on. You can determine the censors when they take sensors every 10 years or 5, 10 years, they're taking what is called ancestry sensors. They're doing it by what European families you come from. A lot of it's French, Germany, and Irish is running. Well, the Germans and Irish are the majority presidents in Congress today here in the New World. So I know I got a lot of listeners. I got a lot of foreign listeners. But it's okay when I'm thinking that a war is brewing on the United States and a black man may be the target, but yet a coward will always attack an unarmed man. But back in the day when you heard about the Rothschilds and all these different, what you call today, you want to call them Illuminati, those are not illuminated ones. They are illusionated, meaning they have some kind of visible witchcraft, voodoo-type mentality against the world, at least the wickedness. Wickedness is not illuminated. Wickedness don't have nothing to do with illumination. Illumination is Jesus Christ illuminating because his blood is spilt on the ground, which is the lamb blood. That means that, yes, a commander named Jesus must be on earth to fight the forces of darkness, which is Lucifer, whoever the command of Lucifer. So Lucifer have chosen Islam, ultimate empire. Many of them are receiving fallen angels, but the problem that the fallen angels of the ultimate empire have is they're going to die because they don't go to prison. The angels, the only spirit of evil that goes to prison is Lucifer himself. He don't die because God needs Lucifer to help round out the rest of the ultimates who wants the European ultimates fall versus and the Middle East ultimates fall. There's going to be a fall coming because Michael, that I represent, that's why I keep saying I'm a black horseman. I'm part of Michael's army. We're going to fight them supernaturally. So the weather is on our side. The oceans is on our side. The bumblebees, the killer bumblebees is on our side. We're going to be nature because God is returning the earth back to nature, meaning we've seen nations rise up against God, but then all of a sudden nations are going to be broken down as if a weapon wasn't even formed because God sees the earth in dangerous, perilous times. So if I'm correct, which European family, the black man and the United States of America, due to the fact we represent the Hebrew story because we had slavery, only people been in slavery in what we call the Nile Valley during the Ramesses period, the book of Exodus, was the Hebrew Israelites. That was the only ones considered slaves in the Middle East. And guess what? The Hebrew Israelites is the only ones considered the slaves of the New World. Because one thing about God, his stories don't go too far apart. It's just one mimicking the other. The Ottoman Empire is no pharaohs, but they're mimicking the pharaohs, the kings of Exodus, against the black man. That's why they taught us what is called slave masters. They whip us. Who whipped us in Exodus? Ramesses and Seti families of the Nile Valley king. They was not in Cairo. They ruled, but their thrones was in Meori, which is today ancient, which is the ancient Sudan territory of Sudan today. The Seti, Ramesses, and their children love building faces in their likeness. And that's why we have many of the so-called pharaoh images that Seti, started with Seti and Ramesses, where Osiris families of Dozier, we call today, they knew not to build God's image on stones. That's why you don't see too many pharaoh's images throughout Cairo. That would be Osiris period. Those two periods is about 1,000. They're about 1,000 or 14 generation apart from each other. There's two different timetables. Well, both timetables have been crushed by the Babylonian timetable, which started around 600 BC. And thank God we have a name written that this Babylonian responsibility of sweeping the whole Nile Valley and its king Nebuchadnezzar. And you can find him written in the Holy Bible King James Version, Book of Daniel. It started chapter 1. That's the king responsible of wiping out the entire Nile Valley civilization, including the Palestinians and the Greeks that came later. And the Bible says they actually have formed an alliance, because the kings that come after King Nebuchadnezzar, they have formed an alliance around the world. If you are a blood descendant of King Nebuchadnezzar, you will have access to becoming a kingdom. And this is how I'm able to tie the Republican so-called pale man into that Babylonian story. I don't need to sit back and watch politicians go back and forth. They tell a story. And he who has wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, which is a gift from God, he can see what their plans are, because they can't do nothing but talk too much. Even though they may go into secret chambers, they talk too much. We know this now because newspapers be picking up all a lot of stuff. You'd be amazed at what Time and a different Wall Street Journal, whatever they got going on, pick up certain secret messages. And they love publishing it because they got to communicate with the masses. So what you do in secret always come to light. But why is the black man? In my last episode, I was trying to build spirit first. Because if you could build spirit, then you could turn around and help someone, because you got to build self. As an African American, we were stalemate. We were stuck in a time warp. Men can't lift themselves up because of poof, conquering out after 10 seconds. That's because you're wounded. African American, we're wounded. But once you decided to be a black Hebrew Israelite, you took on a brave power. You took on one of the most bravest powers in the world, because a Hebrew Israelite story has a divine to it. The word divine represents Jesus Christ. You got to be divinely if you want this power. And being a Hebrew Israelite, what was old as African American is about to become new, because you're stepping into the priesthood of God. And once you into the priesthood, you're going to be getting revelations, because the spirit becomes the antenna to the universe. You're going into the families of the priesthood of the Nile Valley. And the most powerful families in the Nile Valley, from the time, as we say, from Abraham to Moses, was the children of Israel. And the children of Israel meaning the chosen people of the light of the earth. It means the light, the real. That's where it comes from, light. Somebody got to be light over all these dark times that have occurred against the light. But darkness comes up against us for a reason. Because if you're special, and an apple of God's created, I mean, when he created the earth, he thought of us being a sun. When he created the moon, he thought of us being the sun. Why? Because he had to see us at the bottom of the barrel in his visions. Because we were at the bottom of the barrel coming to America. He had to see that. So he favored us. That means Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will be despised. That's why you are a brave man telling the world you are a Hebrew Israelite. You are a brave man. The whole world came up against the Hebrew Israelites in the story. Why did God come in a volume of the Holy Bible King James Version? Because he was establishing the white horsemen. That's the book that they translated. they went in, they said it digitally translated from the Black Hebrew stories of the Nile Valley. The reason why the Scots had to do it, God was establishing an army in Europe that looked white. He had to send mighty angels to give them message. They had to send them a message. They was the accepted ones, where George Bush family was the negative ones. Negative men who don't feel that they're part of something would never support a stranger. But one thing about the White Horsemen, they wrote a true story. The children of Israel is in bondage, carry four corners of the earth. It's going to take a deliverer named Jesus to lift these men out because of how strong the devil has been against them. It's recorded it like that in the Bible. And these people would go through horrible times. Mothers and fathers would be pulled away from each other, children from their children. Things is just crazy. It's recorded in the book. It's kind of sad, but for a man like me, if God's will be done. So I'm going to prepare no matter what. Of course, I don't want to die. I want to live. But if God's will, that means something occurred in our ancient days that affect us today. So now the Europeans are exploiting it. They're the master, the con, and the pro. They know how to separate light from the dark. If you come to Detroit, majority of homeowners are females. They're able to get better jobs or something. The majority owners are females, blacks. That's divide and conquer. But at least she's a mother who feeds the children. But men, we as Hebrews, we no longer just call African American. We really, the way God has set this up, the Hebrew Israelite is at war with the enemies who have already enslaved us by capturing our kingdoms. The Ottoman Empire is nothing but another branch of the King Nebuchadnezzar ally. Thank God the Scots gave us their number. It says seven heads. Seven heads would be seven kings. Three you know about. The four is almost invisible. They have to do that because they know the world would know, if the whole world knew about the seven, it would be based off Revelation. But one of them is a queen. How did the Scots write something in 1600 about Queen Victoria and Queen Elizabeth? Because a queen caused all the problems. That's why you turn the book of Revelation 17, you see a harlot, a queen coming. She's part of the seven. The only powerful queen I know is Queen Elizabeth and Queen Victoria. And if you ever look back at the history, who killed Abraham Lincoln? Queen Victoria. Who's ruling Europe today? Queen Elizabeth. Who would the Confederacy be? The Ku Klux Klan. Why is the Klan always talking evil? Because that's the armies of the dark side, the enemy of God. He done pitted them against us, the Hebrew Israelites, who happened to have a book telling us the whole story. But God don't give wisdom and understanding to fools. He only give wisdom and understanding to righteousness. He says, because you lack knowledge, let me give you a little insight on the genealogy, chronology of the world. And places and things that is occurring. If I say Jesus through the whole book, you'll get confused. So if you talk about God, he will be Melchizedek. That's the beginning of the covenant. That's doing what God was dealing with the world himself. He had the Chaldean king. He was even dealing with Melchizedek. We know this because Melchizedek was doing everything opposite of what he supposed to do. And God warned this Chaldean. Then at the end, he turned him into, he made him live like a wild dog, like a bird. He went mental. Why? Because God deals with kings. He was dealing with kings up to Melchizedek. That means he's dealing with man. Then he saw man becoming majority, so he decided to plant a seed of covenant. And that's how the story of Hebrew. Because God is maintaining order, he's just using times. So the Europeans that is against us, they are called the Ottomans. And their banner is Islam. That's why Islam is throughout the whole Middle East and Northern Africa. And if we as African Americans, descendants of the children of Israel, we are a target because we have always been the target. We're the only ones who can actually outthink a nation, outperform a nation. We have the abilities to take what they got and use it against them. We're some of the masters of the universe. In order to control the black man, you got to make him feel dumb and without. So they're pushing the black man into being Black Panthers. And if you know the nature of the Black Panther, you can back us up. But once we back up as Panthers, we will strike at you and we will take your throats. Because we have also the nature of kill instincts. It's just part of our talent. Majority of us choose not to kill certain people, but nature will make us, and we become the best fighters in the land. All the children of Israel had that ability in the divine book. Why is the Scots following Jesus? It's a reason. Because the armies of darkness is sweeping the earth. The Republicans are part of it. I will challenge any Republican. I don't care you law. I don't care who you are. You are trying to overthrow something within. Because your characteristics shows it, because America is suffering while you sitting on Capitol Hill and in the White Houses lavishly. Something's wrong. And when young youth is dying on the street of color, you turn your back as if that's justifiable homicide. That's wickedness. That means that you done gave in to a power foreign to freedom and liberty of life. You done subsided with a foreign who you think is more powerful than you. So the European families, I discovered the European families because I am a scholar of education. I have college and high school degrees and diplomas to prove it. I chose to be smart because if I'm going to be anything, let me be a doctor, lawyer, engineer so I can make a living to try to take care of my family. Now, if you ask me, did I finish engineering school? No. If you ask me if I finished medical school, no. And if you ask me if I finished law school, no. But yet, I have taken courses toward all of that, except medical. And, of course, I see things that I see that is not legal. So I don't rush a whole lot. But I decided 2013 to finish my degrees. And I've been a scholar ever since I started. I'm considered a scholar, and soon I'm going to be a professor. So that means I understand something. But every course that I'm getting A's and B pluses, no lower than a B, A's and B. I'm finding myself studying courses that talk about the world. And one of those courses was humanity of medieval times. I had to literally pay $1,800 for this class, and I took it. And I got an A in it still, regardless I believed it or not. But this class taught me something. It taught me about world affairs. It let me know what is considered ancient what is considered classical and what is considered modern-day civilization. It is that medieval period that I question, because that medieval period has Rome, not the Rome Greco, but a Rome something else, occurring so many centuries in Europe all the way up to 1600s and 1700s. They don't put the name, but I could tell through the artifacts and the education who they were. Well, medieval came upon Europe because of the Ottoman Empire control over her. It was the Ottoman Empire who came against Rome. And it was the Ottoman Empire who came against Spain. Those would be European cultures. They took those lands. The Ottoman Empire is behind the Greek fall. Who are these particular Chaldeans? They Islam. They're not in control of all of Europe because some Hebrew followers rose up against it. And that's only modern day. That's not classical. The modern day civilization that went up against the UK, the Ottoman Empire control, is called the United Kingdom. And everything that they started to do was based on the government of Hebrew. That's God establishing the white horsemen to stop this Ottoman world invasion. So if Republicans is representing the Ottoman Empire, I am part of a Democrat, and I vote majority Democrat. I'm part of a Hebrew, so the Democrats can go yay or nay, because it's only two political parties that got control over politics, Republican and Democrat. But the African Americans is mostly Christians. In ancestry trait, you and me are the majority of the Democratic Party. So that's why we are what is called mixed. And I tell a Democratic person, I'm not Democrat. If anything, I'm the Union. Who are you? Because the last Union capital was Philadelphia. So what is D.C.? And they run, because they don't want to talk about Confederacy openly, because that's their secret society. That's their secret belief, being a Confederate control over the United States. That's Babylon. Those are called Ottomans today. That's why you hear the city Ottoman. That's the Ottoman Empire. When you see certain municipalities, that's how the Ottoman Empire promote their systems of government. In secret, they're Muslims. But the United States is Hebrew. That's why it's a divide. It's going to be a divide, because God is setting up an army to take over. And this is the problem the Ottoman Empire got. Every weapon of mass destruction that came up in Europe is in the hands of the Hebrew kingdoms. They made a mistake, because the mass weaponry, is the controller of the mass weaponry, lives outside of the UK system. So Germany done messed up. You built war machines, but the majority of the European nations who are Ottoman, many of them are still Christian. That means there's a divide. That means the Ottoman Empire's main weapons is actually stored in a Hebrew system. And I don't want to throw you up, because you got to have wisdom now. This is part of knowledge and understanding. Ottoman rule the world. I don't care if you look at it from a Wicked or racism. The clans, those are Ottoman members. Their job is to disrupt nations that they're up against. And they're up against us. because in history we have played a part in destroying their will when they start launching it. We came up and destroyed it. So the Most High has put that in the black man. That's why we can come out of hell and still be powerful, and the world be like, whoa, look at them. But we're coming out of hell because the Ottoman Empire today is responsible for slave trade. So who's responsible for the Ottoman Empire? The Bible is correct. Psalms 83. Those are the names of the families that will be ruling the earth in darkness because they have rebelled against the covenant God. So the covenant God has to send men like Moses, visionaries, men like my uncle Joseph. Those are spiritual visionaries. All they have in their hand is a pen and a pencil and a stick. The nation's got the army. The nation's got the army. And what's happening now in the history, the Nile Valley does have a lot of Egyptian gold and wealth because of sunk ships. For some of the researchers, because I don't want to get caught up in names now, because my vocabulary, I'm a little hoarse, and my vocabulary is just, and plus I'm tired, so I'm doing 10 different things to make 11, and still, you know, want to broadcast live for the informational purposes. They treasure hunting in Egyptian land territories because of all the wealth was accumulated during the Nile Valley Civilization period. When they ran across the Suez Canal, crossing from Egyptian territories over to Saudi Arabia, they then discover a mass grave underwater. And now they're taking the artifacts of these pharaoh's armies, and now they're saying it related to the story of Moses. They then found swords and different things spread at 200 kilometers. So they're taking up Ramesses in them. They're digging. They said there's bones in they counted. They think about 5,000. These were soldiers. They said they have swords, and they're showing what is going on. They're taking up the artifacts. And they said this verified that a story like Moses occurred, because in order to get this mass graves, the skeleton, underwater with these weapons, they had to drown. And that would be because the sea opened. Well, that's because God always set up nature, people, over physical strength. So I'm blessed to be able to be a part of that and understand, especially coming out of an educational systems and former descendants of slavery, where African Americans, known as the people of color, has been suppressed. So it's not by coincidence that the black man can't form together. In order to form, you got to believe. And if you can't believe, how do you form? So what we're saying here, African American, you was carnal. But when you became a Hebrew Israelite, you must form. We must pull our money together as a congregation and build our defense and our businesses and our roofs over our heads. If we don't pull our money together, we will become carnal. God, you don't go from carnal being African American to being a Hebrew Israelite. There's too much history recorded in our likeness, but we're supposed to overcome as mighty men and women. But the man takes care of his woman. So, ladies, you may not like the idea of the future kingdom of the Hebrews, but mansions must be built because it's written that we will be living in mansions. In the mansions, there'll be enough room for 7 families to live in the mansion. Up to the time the children are grown, that they can go on and take themselves a wife and build them a mansion. Every home we build supposed to look like a mansion because we are the future of civilization because we were given the past rights. Thank God my word is worldwide so people can hear and read for themselves. We can go verbatim because there's a King James Version that all governments and kingdoms receive. Nothing like this book is spread as wide as the Bible. The Catholic Church has not the Bible. They now got the Bible. They know they got the Catholic. I can never say this word, but I don't give a damn about false books. The Catholicism book, that's their book. That's not the Bible. That's some offspring Quran talking about Jesus. The King James Version is the supreme of the UK modern-day civilization, but it only can be ruled by good people. If you don't believe me, pick up the Declaration of Independence. And when it says the good people of these colonies, in order for George Washington to receive that oath and take that oath, they had to be good people. I'm not saying George Washington because he white. I know he defeated a slave master because in the long draft, talk about King George bringing his slaves. So I got to put him in a perspective. Why did God choose that man? What? How did he know to be a general when there was no United States? Because God put in the heart of men one that will stand up. It's going to be a black man standing up more powerful than a black African American because he is called by God. Always the elite men is called. I'm not saying that it's me, but I could tell you one thing. I could challenge anyone and send them home. When people don't want to call in, they're scared. Because they're scared of what I'm going to say. Truth. I'm going to run their mind back through truth and see can they understand the truth. And I don't have no problem doing it because I would test the black man because I already know he done gave himself to worshiping familiar spirits that don't match. I don't care if you worship Allah. I don't care. I listen to the interpretation of your thoughts to determine what direction you're going in. So it don't matter if I'm studying and sitting down with the Nubian. That's why they're afraid, because I'm able to pick up their thought pattern. If I sit down with the Moors, I'm able to pick up your thought pattern. If I sit down with the Nation of Islam, Farrakhan, I can pick up this stuff. Because one thing I have is you all still my brothers and sisters. It's just your belief systems. All you do is compare the 3 belief systems and determine where's the power. Farrakhan don't go nowhere. He preached the whole Bible as if Muhammad is part of the Hebrew prophets. No. Muhammad was a Palestinian Gentile of Babylon. He represents the Ottoman Empire. They hate Egypt because the Nile Valley civilization has been completely, the original has been completely wiped off the face of the land. So Muhammad's descendant of that descendants, because the scriptures talks about these Palestinians, the Chaldeans, being terrorizers. That's who taught George Bush and them and the KKK. They're following descendants that they feel that they're blood descendants to. They feel that they're part of the Chaldeans because the Chaldeans was the only ones able to wipe out the entire Nile Valley civilization. They wiped it totally out and replaced it with their families. And they raised children, and that's what we see today in the Middle East. Replacement theology of an ancient civilization that existed. But we today look at that as, oh, that must be who God is. No, That is your true grandmasters of slave trading, because you here and they there. At least God opened the window to show us who is in the Nile Valley. He says, beware. Now they want to do the same thing to you in America. They want to use the Nile Valley civilization to send this as their whooping board. But I come to tell the brothers and sisters, all I have in my hand is the word of God and the corrective sword. People say, why would I take a sword to a nuclear fight? Easy. Easy. I believe my spirit is dominant. And I believe the wicked man is wickedly. He's excessive. He's going to back up. He's going to flee. All I got to do is project my spirit to kill his spirit. I don't give a damn what button his finger may be on. I'm going to send confusion in that man's mind, because my spirit is the only thing that can project outward anywhere in the world at the speed of light. It was demonstrated on the FBI Secret Service back in 1992. That's why they have a zero tolerance. Do not respond. No agent can respond to me, because we are part of the mighty angels. I wouldn't have this power if it wouldn't talk to me and shown me. And it took me years, because it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God. You feel dead. You feel it's a fear. But me, that fear has turned to rejoice, because it's a power behind this spirit. We are taught, oh, that's the devil. Oh, no. The Ku Klux Klan is the worst scenario of this European culture. Now we got an Arab ISIS. ISIS supposed to be the Middle East racist culture. They want to kill American blacks anyway. But look at ISIS. They shooting and killing more Arabs than anyone. In the name of what? World dominance. That's what devil do. That's why the scripture says only the beast and the false prophets to gates of hell. So when you've been hearing about the planet Nubia, Nairobi is coming, what they're saying is the planet of hell is coming. They just can't tell the world that that planet represents hell. And God says, I have built gateway to hell. And they're saying how this planet is getting close to the earth, because they called it new, but it's really the planet of hell. And it is true. God has a planet called hell. Today they call Nubia. I cannot pronounce it because my mind wasn't prepared to talk about it. When you got wisdom, knowledge, understanding, you began to share it. And people get scared, you know. They want to turn off their radios, and they want to turn off their TV because they get scared. So you then pinpointed the truth. And fearfulness, people will always be afraid. You know, they want to know if they saved. No. You better know what God planned on doing in the Battle of Armageddon, because it's going to affect every human being on this earth. But the Ottoman Empire is in control of District Columbia. The Ottoman Empire is in control of Canada, Mexico. Mostly all European Middle Easterners, that's them. They have an Ottoman alliance. None of them attacked Saudi Arabia. Only time you see Saudi Arabia being attacked, that would be the horns written in the Bible overthrowing the beast and the harlot, which is the queen. They feel that they are the reason why they're losing and the world is so messed up. But in the Bible, it says it. He says, the horns they have raised, I shall turn against them. So I know it's going to be an eternal fight amongst them. It has to be, because many of them are weapon control nations. They have the ability to deliver a blow. The problem is the kings want to focus on non-Ottoman territories. These are the non-Ottoman territories. Yet Germany is a ruling family in the Ottoman Empire, Queen Elizabeth. King George III. That's why Europeans can't tune in, because they know I'm pinpointing. So I'm going to put a little bit of wisdom in the air for the European and the hateful Europeans. I am the spirit of Michael, the archangel, by whom is 144,000 called by the children of Israel. We the elite army of the Lord. We have always existed, but God's word will be fulfilled. We're called the four winds. We are held back until God say go. And once we go, we got the worst seven plagues that we would never brought on the Nile Valley civilization during a Ramesses day. We saved those plagues for the Sodomite thinkers and the Gomorrahites. We know this now because you're turning the United States into homosexuality of Molochism. But the United States is still Philadelphia. She's not guilty. It is us who will be punishing them who bring on Molochism. That's because it's abomination to the United States for homosexuality. But it's the D.C. promoting it, District of Canada. That's not the United States. And I would challenge anyone, and it don't matter if you know me or not. I don't give a damn because I'm a part man, part angel, because of my spirit. I feel I could beat anybody. That's why I'm not afraid, because it's in my heart to be tough. I got to be a voice for them who can't stand for themselves. The scriptures is right. King Nebuchadnezzar did not become the mighty Ottoman Empire of the world who wants to slave and hurt people. But at the end of the chapters of Daniel, Michael stood up for his people. He stands because you need a force that act like Moses more so than act like the terrorists. Someone whose voice could go through the phone lines and TV lines and shake up the whole establishment, make them want to wait another 100 years. Let's wait until he dies. We don't want to do nothing to the black man until he dies. Well, who said I'm going to die? Long as God got us here, I don't care if I'm 10,000 pounds or 1 pound. My spirit has the ability to destroy you. That's just God speaking in my heart. He wrote his will in my heart, in my mind, to know them. That's why I can listen to people and know his words. He wrote it in my heart. So no man can take a book away that is not already written in a heart. That's why people think y'all have to read the Bible thinking you know. I don't have to read the Bible. You can speak it, and I pretty much know what chapters or what timeline you're talking about, because it's a timeline. I don't spend reading the Bible because I'm dealing with timeline. If I need to know, oh, God, okay, this slavery thing, this is what they may be doing, I could go back down to 1776. They're doing exactly in that day, they're doing it today. But God established some Hebrew slaves. That means the Nile Valley civilization resurrection has occurred. The Nile Valley, death of Nile Valley is now starting to resurrect in the north. So that ruffians is coming in to the north, and they chose to attack the black man. They're going to use police majority if they can keep the main army on foreign soils. In order to make the police work, the foreign armies going to have to be on foreign soil because they have the power to put down these police stations insurrection. So something was happening in New Orleans. They were practicing this police state in New Orleans during the 5 years of the Katrina. That's why you didn't hear about food, water, drinks, because they were making a condition so they could practice this police state. But they got a Hebrew, got involved, and it was me. I already know who I am. I don't tax the government unless I'm preparing to live or die, because only God can see me through. But when I got up and cried Thursday night morning, I made it my business to be involved in that Katrina no ends and whatever by Friday morning. I was still at home Friday morning at 8 a.m. But I don't make moves. I'm not going down there to see what's going on. I'm about to get in the hands of the governor, the president, whoever, because they elected officials. They just elected officials. They can be talked to. I'm going to see what the fuck going on in their minds. I gave a stern message to the governor. I said, I'm coming. And I told her she better stand down all her troops, all local militias, the army she thinks she got, all police, because that's who fall under the governor. Since you acting like a president of the state, I'm about to stand down all your soldiers. You tell them Kurt D.Y. Lawson is coming through. I'm not coming to remove you from the power. I'm coming to help the citizens, and you better not be in my way. That's a sacrifice. That's what a lamb blood does. It allows you to sacrifice. I armed myself on my way out the door, and guess what? The foreign fighters of the U.S. military did not want me on that road. They did not want that white truck on that road. Governor's already been notified in less than 1 hour of a union officer coming to start something with them. Governor Granholm went on TV begging us not to go down there. She'll coordinate with us because a command went out. It was my command. I got involved. My voice made a difference. I know that the American soldier fighting foreign wars had to stand down the local authorities. That's why they cut the TVs off. No one saw the rescue. That's because of me. And God protecting me. When God saw that I was going to get in my van, my Elf, I had a white Chrysler Elf, I had a 1500 Ram, one of them nice Ram trucks with big old rims on it. God saw me load up the truck. He saw me kissing the family goodbye on my way. But he stopped me because he knew I was sacrificing. That's who intercepted. 22,000 men went in there for that rescue. We brought food, water, and transportation. That was us. Now, what the Republicans are trying to do is they order all this stuff. And the lady who you can call in ABC News and talk to, what's the female anchor? I cannot think of her name. She's asking him, if you didn't order it, the president ordered it, the government, who ordered it? Because it wasn't me. That's because God will always be in the presence of government. They don't control the United States because it belongs to God. The UK system. This has been a Black Hebrew Israelite show. If you tune in, we come on Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays. We are food. I have a caller who just called in, but what it is, my show is just for 1 hour today. I got to go to work on a car, and we're about to go off air in about 30 seconds. You can call in on Friday early at 11:30, and I would love to bring you on. This has been a Black Hebrew Israelite. I got 24 seconds, and thank you for calling and listening. But you can always type in at the chat room for a little bit, and I can get your message, and we can address it on the next episode. Thank you. It's been a Black Hebrew Israelite show.